Welcome to the Gifted to Give podcast. I am Brother Gian. If you're new to podcasting, you're in the right place. I can't wait to share to all of you how wonderful God is as we celebrate the 500 years of Christianity in the Philippines. Good day, listeners. We have once again Monsignor Achilles Dakay as he will preach and teach to us the good news of the gospel for this Sunday,
September 10, 2023.
We have a great number of listeners, downloads, and interactions. We at Gifted to Give Podcast would like to thank everyone for their support.
We are blessed to have our sponsor for our podcast, Podmetrics. Thank you so much, Podmetrics, for the support, and I urge everyone to support them as well.
And now, without further ado, please join us in welcoming Monsignor Achilles Dakay.
On this day, when we join with the whole Catholic world, with the church spread all over the world, in greeting the Blessed Virgin Mary, happy birthday, Mama Mire. Happy birthday. Now, immediately, let us realize that our greetings to her, individual or collective, do not at all add anything to her happiness now in heaven, but they can profit us for salvation. That's why today we have to sit down and look at Mary very intently and learn from her. It is our duty and our salvation. So, here we are to study the Gospels of our Lord assigned for this coming Sunday, the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Of course, from Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And we shall see, as we read and reflect on them, how these Gospels or passages in those Gospels can be applied to Mary. But before anything else, let us pray. Almighty Father, send your Holy Spirit upon us, that we may read your word with faith, reflect on it with hope, and realize it with love, following the example of your only begotten Son, from whom we find freedom, fulfillment, and the future with you forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, as I was saying, today, September 8th, is exactly the 9 months after she was conceived without sin in the womb of her mother Anna, the wife of Joachim, on December 8th. What year? Tradition tells us about 16 years before the birth of Jesus. That's how we can locate the birthday of Mary, September 8th after December 8th, during which she was conceived. As I was saying, let us learn more about Mary. When she was conceived without sin in the womb of Santa Anna, Jesus himself, who was not born yet, redeemed her. Her Immaculate Conception was her what we call preemptive redemption. Redemption, as we know, would be brought about by Jesus when born. But before he was born as God, he prepared Mary to be his mother by precisely making her immaculate, conceived without sin. I repeat, that was her preemptive redemption. She had to be redeemed because Jesus Christ, her son, would be the savior of all with no exception. So Mary was redeemed by Jesus himself, who was not yet born as God. Preemptive redemption. We believe that the life of Mary precisely began with the first moment of her conception. But 9 months after, she was born into this world. That's what we call birthday. Now, usually, the birthday of saints is always the day they die. The birthday of saints into the world, not into this earth, is what we celebrate when we celebrate the Feast of Saints. The same with Mary. We are told that on August 14, Mary was assumed into heaven. But before being assumed into heaven, she had to die. She had to die because Jesus, her son, would also die, so she could not be greater than Jesus. So on August 15, Mary died. She had to die. But immediately, she was resurrected and assumed to heaven. In other words, August 15 is precisely the birthday of Jesus into heaven. So, just as her conception was the preemptive redemption, her glorious assumption is her preemptive resurrection. These two truths have been declared dogmas of faith, meaning we Catholics must firmly believe that Mary indeed was conceived without sin, Immaculate Conception, and that Mary indeed died and was assumed into heaven, preemptive resurrection. Now, we know that in the Archdiocese of Cebu, we celebrate several feasts of Mary under her different titles. So, we have Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception. We are Our Lady of the Assumption. And Our Lady of the Nativity. Today is precisely the feast of Our Lady of the Nativity, the patron saint, the patroness of the parish of Kanduman in Mandawi City. But as Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception, she is the patroness in several parishes. Now, let us learn more about Mary as we read and reflect on the Gospels assigned for next Sunday, the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, from St. Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 20. So now let us read or listen to the reading of Matthew 18, 15 to 20.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them."
That's it. Let us now apply this last verse, which Matthew has recorded as words of Jesus, that where two or three are gathered together to pray, not only the Father will grant what they wish, but that Jesus says, "I am in the midst of them." Let us try to reflect on this. Are we not also hearing Jesus when he says to us now, through Father Patrick Peyton, that the family that prays together the rosary, prays to God, prays to Señor Santo Niño, through Our Lady of Guadalupe in Cebu as our mediator, as our intercessor, Jesus says, "I am in the midst of them." So Father Peyton says, the family that prays together stays together. Is this not what we should be proud of? That families, especially in those parishes where Mary is the patron saints, they should feel blessed to avail of the power of Mary's intercessory prayer. Mary is our intercessor. She is our mediator. She is our patron saint in Cebu, Our Lady of Guadalupe. We should avail of her power. Now, this precisely is one reality that we should be proud of, that we have Mary, the very Mother of God, interceding for us now in heaven. But I repeat, when we greet her happy birthday, she is not at all made happier by what we say. But I repeat, it is our duty and our salvation to know Mary more and more. In the Gospel according to Mark, we read that the people, after watching Jesus perform a miracle, when Jesus made a deaf mute man hear and speak a miracle, the people were so amazed at what they saw. Now, can we not apply this saying to Mary herself? Are we not also exceedingly amazed at what Jesus has done for Mary, redeeming her preemptively through Immaculate Conception and assuming her into heaven the very day that she died, preemptive resurrection? Indeed, Jesus has done great things for her. And Mary herself acknowledges this in her song of joy and praise the Magnificat, when she says, "People from now on will call me blessed because of the great things the mighty God has done for me." That is what we hear now. In the Gospel according to St. Luke, we hear Jesus. We hear Jesus say that he or she, whoever wishes to be my disciple, he or she must follow me, deny me, deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. But above all, Jesus says, whoever wants to be my disciple, he or she must hate his father and mother. Hate, meaning must prefer me to them. Hate, meaning must love me more than they. Now, this is the truth that Jesus taught by example. He himself never called his flesh and blood mother Mama Mia. Only Jesus would call Mary woman. And we have two instances of this. At Cana of Galilee, when there was a wedding reception and they ran out of wine because the apostles were there, Mary interceded for the married couple. She said to Jesus, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, this is recorded by St. John, "Woman, my turn has not come yet." And yet Mary did not at all listen to that. She went down to the basement and told the servants, "Just do what he tells you." And we know what happened. The second instance on Calvary, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, he saw Mary standing there with John, the beloved disciple. And Jesus said to Mary, "Woman, behold your son." And he said to John, "Behold your mother." So there you have Mary, the flesh and blood mother of Jesus, was only called woman because she had to be a woman of faith. She has to be redeemed. She has to be resurrected. In other words, Mary was really full of grace. She was so favored, highly favored by God. Remember at Mass, it is with her that we pray, Lord, have mercy on us all, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life. So there you are. If we only know Mary for who she really is, even from the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, we can love her more dearly and follow her more closely. On this day, therefore, when we greet Mary, happy birthday, and on Sunday, when we read and reflect on the Gospels assigned, let us resolve precisely to be more devoted to Mary and to beg to remain sincerely, devotedly, as un pueblo amante de María, as a nation, a people in love with Mary, under her titles. We have still Our Lady as Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, as Our Lady of the Remedies, as Our Lady of Mount Carmel, as Our Lady Help of Christians, as Our Lady of the Sacred Heart, as Our Lady of Guadalupe, of course. So let us celebrate this day, especially in those parishes that are Marian parishes because they have Mary as their patron saint. Let us be more and more Marian in our behavior as Christians. Marian and Christian. When we say the Holy Rosary, remember the mysteries, joyful mysteries of light, the sorrowful mysteries, the glorious mysteries, are all mysteries about Jesus. But they are also Marian mysteries because Mary has precisely suffered with Jesus, who lived up to his name, Jesus. Remember, Jesus lived up to his name, which was given by Mary herself and Joseph, when the angel said to Joseph, "You shall name him, the child of Mary, you shall name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." So this is it. If only we know Mary, or we know more about Mary, then we shall not only walk with Mary, but talk about Mary and take her as our Mama Mary. So, today we may sing all our Marian songs, Mother of God, Help of Christians, etc. So, I pause here for some of your reflections and questions on this matter. I know you are familiar already with the devotion to Our Lady, but there are questions that you may ask.
And now, words from our sponsor. If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I want to share with you the tool that I use to help me monetize my podcast. It's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast's audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly to maximize your earning potential. Plus, you can track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze. So if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description box of this episode and use the referral code 500YOCCebu so you can monetize your podcast too. Thank you, Podmetrics. And now, back to our podcast.
Hello, Mons.
Hello.
Indeed, Mary is most favored and full of grace, and yet she was not exempted from suffering, poverty, and injustice. We thank God for giving us Mary as our mother, who knows both the joys and suffering of being close to God. Happy birthday, Mama Mary.
Speaking of sorrows, I leave that for next Friday. Next Friday, we shall celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. But let me just emphasize the fact that Mary had to be redeemed and had to be resurrected before anybody else. Preemptive redemption and preemptive resurrection. That's how blessed she is. The great things that the mighty God has done for me, she says, in the Magnificat.
Another question, Mons. Good morning, Mons.
Good morning.
Regarding the gospel, what does Jesus mean by bringing him to the church? Do I bring a friend to a priest? If he doesn't listen to me. Regarding the gospel.
Which one?
What does Jesus mean by bring him to the church? Do I bring a friend to a priest if he doesn't listen to me?
Well, we have said this many times before. We cannot force the issue. We cannot pull or push anyone against his or her conscience. We just have to be patient, to convince him or her, especially not only with authority to develop him or her, but by example. If by example we are doing right, then God will take over and do the rest to convert him or her. Just be patient, but remember, your behavior will be watched very closely by whoever you want to bring to the church. The Gospels are all about Jesus mainly, but Mary can also be found implied in whatever Jesus says. That's why we have tried to apply, to explain what is implicit in the Gospels and apply them to Mary.
Good morning, Mons.
Good morning.
Thank you for discussing the preemptive conception and redemption of Mary. It is a church dogma that it is very important. And thanks for discussing this on her special day, her birthday.
The preemptive redemption of Mary, the Immaculate Conception, is a dogma of faith which every Catholic is obliged to believe. Why? We firmly believe that, yes, Mary, as a woman of faith, has to be redeemed by Jesus, who is the Savior of all people, everybody. And that is what has been declared, a dogma of faith. Her assumption is also a dogma of faith. We have to firmly believe that when she died, she had to die, or else she would be greater than her son who died. But at that very moment that she died, she was assumed body and soul to heaven. That also is a great thing that Jesus did to her mother. So, another dogma that has been declared in 1950.
Mons, yeah. Ngano daghan titles si Mama Mary? Sa simala, daghan sad og images of Mama Mary.
Yeah.
Ngano daghan og titles si Mama Mary? Sa simala, daghan sad image of Mama Mary.
Yeah. That... I tell you this story because I knew it from the very beginning. The Mary brought to Simla is actually the statue of Our Lady of the Rosary. That's what those devotees of Mary in Simla bought in Manila. They bought a statue of Our Lady of the Rosary. So there is no other title, no such thing as Our Lady of Simla or whatever. She's Our Lady of the Rosary. And I remember very well, Cardinal Vidal said to the devotees of Mary in that place, just keep your doctrine, your devotion sincere, grounded on sound doctrine and guided by strict discipline, and you won't err, you won't be wrong. So any invention or tradition that has been done should not precisely override or overrule what the church has been teaching.
Hi, Mons.
Hi.
Why do our Protestant brothers do not recognize the dogmas of our faith regarding Mary?
If you have no respect, no reverence for Jesus as God made man through Mary, you will not at all have respect or reverence for Mary. I repeat that. If you do not believe that Jesus, her son, is God made man through Mary, you would not at all honor or praise or glorify Mary. You have to deepen your sense of reverence for Jesus so that you will have the same reverence for Mary. Mary is great only because of Jesus. She is full of grace because of Jesus. She is Mother of God made man, who is Jesus. That's how it is. So whenever you start to discuss about Mary, always remember she is the Mother of Jesus. And who Jesus is will also tell you who Mary is.
Hi, Mons.
Hi.
Is today a mandatory day to go to Mass? Is today a mandatory day to go to Mass?
Why?
Birthday ni Mama Mary. Obligatory.
The birthday of Mary, September 8, is not a day of obligation. We may or we may not go to church, but that is different from the days of obligation. January 1, December 8, and December 25. Those are the days of obligation. We are obliged to go to church to attend Mass on those 3 days. But birthday of Mary is not a holy day of obligation.
Good day, Mons.
Good.
Thank you for sharing the dogmas regarding Mother Mary. I think this is what makes our Catholic faith special, because there is a deep devotion of the Blessed Virgin.
Yes. I repeat, our devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary under her different titles must be sincere, grounded on sound doctrine, and guided by strict discipline. Mary cannot be allied with Jesus. That's why the alliance of two hearts has been somehow banned. They cannot stand on the same level. Jesus is always greater than Mary. Because if Jesus is the Redeemer of all, Mary cannot be co-redemptrix. No, she is only a mediatrix of all graces. She is our patron saint. She is our patroness. She is our intercessor. In Cebu, I repeat, Señor Santo Niño is our protector and provider, and Mary is our patron saint, our patroness, our intercessor, our mediator.
Good morning, Mons.
Good morning.
I wanted to correct somebody, but I decided to pray for him instead because he has a very combative personality. Okay, Bamons.
Yeah. Okay. It's not easy. I know it's not easy to convince people about the dignity of Mary if we do not believe firmly in the divinity of Jesus Christ. Because if Jesus Christ is not God, then Mary is nobody. But precisely because Jesus is God, her mother, her flesh and blood mother, is properly called Mother of God made man.
Since Mary is a human being, it's amazing how God made a way to enter our human world through Mama Mary, just in order to save us. What symbolism should we be made aware of Mary's life?
That's right. You know, Jesus or God could have come down to earth all by himself without Mary. He could have come down already as a big man. But why God decided to come down, conceived in the womb of Mary, born out of Mary, grew up with Mary. Why? Because he wanted Mary also to participate in our work of redemption, not the same way as he does, but she has suffered also. The seven sorrows of Mary, she suffered with Jesus. That's why we should know her more and more.
Good morning, Mons.
Good morning.
Do we have official apparition of our Mother Mary here in the Philippines, or Mother Mary of Simala is the one of those?
There is no such thing, Our Lady of Simala. I tell you this. There is no such thing. The titles of Mary have been recognized by the Church as Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Lourdes, Our Lady of the Pillar. Those are the recognized titles of Mary. But as Our Lady of Simala, there is no such official recognition. It's like Señor Santo Niño image. We know that there are now other images of Señor Santo Niño. Not with a crown, but with a hat. Not with a scepter, but with a bag. Not attired in red, but in green. And he is called Santo Niño de Negocio. That cannot be. The Santo Niño that we are devoted to historically is only the Santo Niño dressed in red, crowned with the whole world on his left hand and the scepter on his right. No other. That's why I remember His Eminence Cardinal Vidal would not bless any statue attired differently. Because the Santo Niño that has been the object of our devotion is that one. Señor Santo Niño crowned with the whole world on his left hand and the scepter on his right and dressed in royal red. That is the only Señor Santo Niño. All the others are not at all the historical image.
Thank you, Mons, for always being passionate, prepared, and priestly in our Bible study every Friday. We are nourished spiritually and excited about our Catholic faith. God bless you more.
God bless you too, and please read and reflect on what I have written and sent copies to you. Because my written reflection contains more, actually, than what I have said orally here in our 10 o'clock Friday study online. Read the written reflection, especially when I try to locate Mary in the different parishes in Cebu. Know this very well, that Cebu has Mary under her titles. Cebu City alone, there are 9 titles of Mary. And so, be sincere, be truthful about this matter, and know her under her different titles. Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception in the Cathedral, Our Lady of Guadalupe in Guadalupe, Our Lady of the Rosary in Santo Rosario, Our Lady of Mount Carmel in USTR, Mother of Perpetual Help with the Redemptorist, Mother Help of Christians, Our Lady of Remedies in Labangon, Our Lady of the Sacred Heart in Capitol. These are the titles of Mary within the city alone. So, let us continue to greet Mary today, tomorrow, and on Sunday. Let us keep on talking about Mary, walking with Mary, okay lang. But talking about Mary is what we need to convince others, again, not against their consciences, but to convince them with authority and by example. Especially at Mass, remember this when you come to that point of the Mass, when the priest, I hope he says it clearly, that, Lord, have mercy on us all, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life. That is a great prayer that we say at every Mass, but we should be attentive to that. And I hope the priest also with attention pronounces that prayer well. Let us avail of the power of Mary's intercessory prayer. We do not pray to Mary, we do not pray to her. We ask her to pray for us. Dili ta magampo kang Maria, dili. Musangpit ta ni Maria nga moampo para nato. Pagampo, prayer in any form is directed only to God. Not to the saints. We do not pray to the saints. We do not pray to Mary. We ask them to intercede for us, to pray for us now and at the hour of our death. So here I pause for final blessing. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, happy birthday, Mama Mary.
Wow, that was an amazing talk given by Monsignor Achilles Dakai. We are so grateful for the Lord for sending Monsignor Dakai to share God's word to all of us. We would like to thank again Monsignor Achilles Dakai, and also to our heartfelt gratitude goes to all of you who joined, interacted, and asked a question for Monsignor Dakai. Hear more from Monsignor Dakai again next weekend. This is once again the Gifted to Give podcast for your ears only. I am Brother Gian, signing off. Have a blessed Sunday to all, and to God be the glory.
You've just listened to the Gifted to Give podcast with your hosts, Brother Gian, Brother John, and Father Jojo. Catch our next episode. This episode of the Gifted to Give podcast was brought to you by our sponsors. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to our Facebook page at 500 Years of Christianity, Archdiocese of Cebu. If you love the Gifted to Give podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review everywhere you listen to your podcast. Till next time.